two Bukharas. And Avram took with him and Rashi famously says, Avram was Megayeres Hanashim, and Ran Sarah was Megayeres Hanashim, and together they were an incredible Lubavitcher package team. They did a great job converting and inspiring and bringing people in. And the deal that some of the Mefarshim make are, where were they so successful? Where were they Megayer and so instrumental? Where they succeed? In Charan. As another Sharasu, Bukharan. Ben, you hear this again. However, in Ur Kasdim, Lechor Rashi was unsuccessful. And the truth is, at the end of the last week's parsha, there's a famous Rashi that talks about the Kibshan Aish, where people came into Avraham's father's school while he was, I guess, substituting for his missing father. And they asked him, can I buy from the Avodah Zarah? He's like, Avodah Zarah, you were born 60 years ago. This was made yesterday. Are you foolish? You need Avodah Zarah for to protect you from thieves? They stole your last Avodah Zarah. Are you foolish? And Avram won every single philosophical debate. And I guess the question is, why was he only successful in Chalav? So I had three thoughts, three potential answers to this question. Answer number one is, I don't know why, but that's okay. Sometimes some people are just more easily influenced than others. Some people are open, some people are not. Some people are interested in hearing truth, growing, hearing new ideas, and some people are disinterested. That's just how people are made. Yitzchak is going to have a Yaakov and also have an Esav. Avram was successful with the people of these people, not those people. I don't know, just different cultures. And there's really nothing more to look into than that. Teretz number one, that's just how people work. Teretz number two, maybe that when Avraham was around his father's peers in Ur Kasdim, they saw him as Terach's boy. Everywhere I go in the world, they call me Rabbi Horn, except for my hometown, Twin Rivers. They call me Jesse. Doesn't matter who. Why? I grew up there. They remember when I was a little kid and I was playing basketball on Shabbos morning in this little room that has a glass breezeway. And I fell through the wall and the glass came down and the whole school heard. Like, you know, that's how that story happened. Like, that's just how I grew up. I was Jesse. So even though all the people there who were 30, they heard from the 60-year-old Balabatim, 65-year-old Balabatim. Jesse's home for Shabbos. Jesse's not home. Anyway, I walk around anywhere else. And I'm not looking to be caught. I don't care. My point is just that why do they call me that way? Because when you're in your hometown, they see you as the little boy you used to be. According to the Ebenezer, that's why Moshe had to grow up in the palace. Because otherwise the Jews wouldn't give him the respect and courtesy, so to speak, that he needs. Because, oh, that's Sarah, you know, that's Amram's boy. Remember, now you're all of a sudden your big Moshe Rabbeinu. Remember when you were a slave with us, as the Ebenezer? No. He had to become a prince. This way people would see him as a prince. And it could be that step shot as well. It's a lot easier to be matzliach when you go on shlichut than when you stay. I have a lot more religious influence than everyone in the world besides my family. Not my children. They have a lot of them, like my cousins. They're not interested in what you have to say, just another cousin with a job. Okay. Just how it is. Different relationships. Dynamics work differently. Same type of thing here. And pshat for me, I think, is the coolest and definitely the truest. I don't know if it's true in terms of what Avram did, but the idea is still around us. I told you the difference between Litvish Shatar and Chassidus Shatar. The goal of, you came back from Poland, so now you probably care. The goal of Litvish Shatar is to understand what the author had in mind. For Chassidus Shatar, it's totally irrelevant. No one cares. The question is, does this idea bring you closer to Hashem? The Pasuk says, and this is a great Chassidus Shatar I like to say, Re'ei Anochi, says the Pasuk. You quoted that, you know what
that
is?
Says that
at
a chance, Yom
Yerushalayim. Oh. Anybody else, JSA, but I do know Yom Yerushalayim. I was in England that day. Re'ei Anochi means look into yourself, do introspection. Anyone who knows how to read Chumash knows that's not the Pshat in the Pasuk. Because it's Re'ei Anochi Nosim Lefnechem Hayom. Like, you cannot read that Pasuk that way. But if you're interested in Chassidus Shatar, who cares? If it gets you to introspect and grow religiously, who cares what the pasuk is? The goal is to connect to God, not to understand Shah. It's Chassidus Shatar. So this is at least Chassidus Shatar, if not even both. Welcome. The reason why Avram was more successful in Charan than in Kasdim is because in Charan, he opened up a tent before doors, one on each side, welcomed in guests, fed them, gave them what to drink, smiled and cared, showed them love, and then said, where do you think the food comes from? I think it comes from Hashem. I'm going to bet. Would you like to join me? And that strategy is so much more successful than when people walked into his parents' store and he ripped into them for philosophical foolishness. Or to be said differently, you want a lot more bees with honey than with vinegar? So too, if you want to teach people to be inspired by Torah, show them the sweetness, not their own foolishness. That's a powerful message. More people probably became free because of Talmud than philosophy shiurim. You can prove to someone God exists, and that's probably true, but usually what excites people more is an emotional, not everyone, not always, different people, different things, but a lot of times, the emotional desire to find meaning in this world. Wow. If life can be so enjoyable and so meaningful, and I can put those two together, that's what I want. I'm interested. Avram, I watch the way you behave. I want that in my life. It's not so much an intellectual decision. I do believe in God. I don't believe in God. It's an emotional decision. I'm interested versus not interested. It's true even in England, but far more in America, because Americans are far more emotional. It's true in England also. Could be the pshat as to why Rashi was successful, bedavka in Charan and not in Rakazdin, is because that was his approach. And as we try to influence friends around us, campers in the summer, children, B'ezras Hashem Yisbarach, one day as fathers. You should know that what works and what succeeds is when your children learn to love Torah, not when you convince them they're wrong and things they did were incorrect. Then when people feel incorrect, the less excited they are to continue that path. You know, you disproved me. You told me I'm wrong. You made me feel foolish. Okay, great, you won. Now I walk out confused. I'm not interested. You show me the beauty. You show me the excitement. Totally different world. In any event, I thought that was a nice little part of the Parsha. And I still do. Nope, what's that people? Yeah, what do you got?
I appreciate you coming in and opening the floor. Nice.